From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. The Georgina Ice handed the Uxbridge Bruins their first loss of the season Friday night, shutting them out 3-0 at the Bear Den. The win snapped the Bruins' 14-game unbeaten streak and marked a major statement for Georgina, who continued to climb the Ore Division standings. A strong defensive play and sharp goaltending by the Ice proved the difference against one of the league's hottest teams. A Keswick man has been sentenced to 13 years in prison for a brutal sexual assault in Belleville from July of 2000, solved 25 years later through advanced genetic testing. William Dale, now 54, was arrested in April after DNA from a discarded cigarette linked him to the violent attack on a woman at a local fitness center. The judge called Dale's actions truly evil, noting the assault had a lifelong impact on the victim and shattered her sense of safety. Town councillors reviewed an updated business plan Tuesday outlining how Aurora Town Square will operate and grow through 2026 and 2027. The report highlighted the downtown hub's first-year success since opening in 2024, with strong community engagement and a 4.7 out of 5 customer satisfaction rating. Councillors praised the progress but said they want more time to review financial details before approving the plan at a future meeting. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.